the second hour of the program. As always, you can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that you want. 800-259-9231. Coming up, the latest on the Libya situation and the plans, the alleged plans for expansion of the U.S. military's involvement over there. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
Actually, last hour we talked in the very beginning of the hour about one particular radio station program director getting a little bit perturbed at the fact that Free Talk Live is not a pro-war pro-war program. I mean, we're not anti-veteran, necessarily. I support the people that, you know, want to get the heck out of there.
In his email, he equated war with supporting wars with supporting veterans. And I think that this is just really not the case. JJ, you're a veteran?
Sure.
And when I talk about good things about the war, do you feel supported?
No.
Okay, because that's dumb, right? Because you know, the idea that that
it's ignorant, not dumb.
Well, it's okay. You can use whatever
sure.
term. It is thoughtless. I mean, I understand that there are people over there fighting and dying for what they believe in, but people have fought and died for what they believed in wars throughout the centuries. If I say that the Peloponnesian War was a pointless war, who's offended?
Well, even me, you know, if I knew people over there, that at one point I did know my former unit members who were over there, and, you know, I supported them being safe and coming home alive.
Wishing
but
them
I didn't,
well.
I didn't support their murder or their killing and destruction and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I can't support following orders blindly, right? But I do support the people who want to protect us from the so-called domestic terrorists, the U.S. government, the people that have come to the conclusion that that war is immoral and that they shouldn't be there and that war is a racket and that they want to get out. I certainly support those troops.
And even the troops that, for whatever reason, don't support this particular war. There's six of them going on, if you want to use a very sort of liberal count, or there's at least three. One can use a title. Count, you know, so the idea of supporting war and supporting veterans is just two completely different things.
Well, most of the people don't even know what's going on. They don't even pay attention to the war, so it's absurd for them to even bring this up, because you sit there and you ask someone who says this, okay, well, then what's going on with the war? Why don't you fill me in, because I haven't really been paying attention. So you could tell me all about what's happened, the latest casualties or the latest successes, whatever it is. Fill me in, and then you ask them, and they have nothing to say, because they don't actually support the war.
They just support the team.
Yeah,
they support their team.
Yes.
Red, white, and blue, baby.
I was listening to some anti-war radio, the replay at LRN.FM last night after the program, as I was taking care of some things around the house, and I heard Scott Horton interviewing somebody and making that exact point, that there are plenty of Americans out there who have absolutely no idea, word one, about what is going on in Libya, yet they have an opinion. They have an opinion about, you know, what they support going on in Libya, that they support the U.S. military and what it's doing, etc., but they don't even know one iota about the situation.
You know, and it's kind of funny. Remember during Hurricane Katrina when we saw the footage of the guy from the National Guard, mm-hmm. when they were told to confiscate weapons from Americans going house to house, they weren't successfully getting the bad guys were running about the streets shooting and stuff like that. They were going house to house and taking weapons from people who were trying to defend themselves.
Like an old lady that they tackled at
they
one
did,
point.
They did tackle
California
them.
Cops.
That was actually cops that did
right.
that one. But this guy was being interviewed about what he would do if ordered to fire upon Americans. And he said, I guess I'd do it. Now, am I, because I do not support that troop or any other troop firing upon Americans, am I anti-troop?
No.
No, I'm anti-aggressive force. And that's all I am. I support that kid coming home whole. I support him not shooting anybody. I mean, I'm not against the veterans. I'm against aggressive force.
But more often than not, even if this soldier is working in supply and he never sees the front lines, he never actually experiences real physical combat, he still can come away from this messed up and with issues and baggage and mental problems because he's been put into this machine. And not only that, but they also pump you full of vaccinations and sort of shots, and they also strictly control the food because through their contractors. You know, it's like you're basically taken care of. You're in mother's arms, and mother is the U.S. Army or the Marine Corps or whatever it is, and mother will take care of all your needs. So you just trust mother, and don't you ask any questions. Don't you? You just hush little baby and kill folk.
You know, the people in politics, with this left-right spectrum, they're so hypocritical in so many ways. So, for instance, on the left, you've got people who, during George Bush, were very anti-war, yeah. But now it's excuse after
right.
excuse.
Where is the anti-war movement right now? Where is it?
They're out there somewhere. I mean, there are people getting arrested, you know, supporting Bradley Manning, and those people, I would say, are probably pretty anti-war.
No. I'm just saying that the anti-war movement, it's fizzled. What she used to be.
Yeah, well, I mean, it really wasn't that much during the Bush administration either, really. I mean,
No.
It's not like there were huge protests going on, mass arrests or anything like that. It wasn't like the 70s during Bush. But my point being that you've got this hypocrisy that's real clear on the left. And, of course, the right-wing talk show hosts are real good about pointing that out, right? I mean, not necessarily that aspect of it, but I'm sure they're great at pointing out hypocrisy when they see it on the left. But their own hypocrisy, of course, they're completely immune to ignorant of. And you look at I remember listening to talk radio when I was growing up, and you'd hear them railing against political correctness, right? The right-wing talk shows, they're railing against us. How dare these left-wing liberals tell us that we can't say these things and that we can't be offensive if we want to be offensive and blah, 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 and making a big deal out of it. But yet we get on the air and we talk about being anti-war or pro-peace, and that is unacceptable.
Right. Hushed.
Yeah, right. So we're being politically incorrect in that way, and therefore we can't even be allowed on this guy's radio
station.
Well,
politically incorrect is just another way of saying blasphemy. Because as I said before, and I'll say again, that the entire political system is a religion. The government is a religion. It's a belief system. And when you say that heretical sort of speech, that blasphemy is... You know, you're basically going against the word of God or mm-hmm. mother or whatever you want to call the state.
The party.
Yeah, the party. And it's just absurd. It's the same mentality as the whole religious versus, the crusades, falling along simply because your religion says that this is the way it's supposed to be. And their religion is bad. Their religion is evil. Their flag is bad. Their government is evil.
Yep.
I just think it's funny that these Republicans are just as sensitive to certain words and to certain ideas as the liberals that they like to besmirch for doing the same thing. It's just that they're sensitive on different issues, that's all. How dare you say that about our troops?
Right, but and not fully, because you'll see there during the Bush administration, those liberal talking points weren't that harsh. The rhetoric wasn't there. They weren't showing the pictures of the carnage and the dead soldiers coming out of the war, or the maimed soldiers. They too limited and censored themselves so that they could water down the content and not disturb the public with this imagery. Like the war protests during the 70s, when they were showing these graphic instances of war, and the cameras right there in Vietnam showing this dramatic footage and the deaths that it actually caused, then it became a real thing people had to deal with. But when you have the U.S. media conspiring with the government to create this war sells sort of mentality, where we can use this word war to get them whipped up in a vigor and want to tune in tomorrow to see the next little bit of jingoism. And
right, now they've got the embedded journalists, which they'll be allowed to record what they're allowed to record.
Or they're put in a specific unit that isn't going to see this hardcore action.
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to see the selected. Well, you put your journalist in this unit, and the Army goes, well, I can assign that unit wherever I want. So we'll show them some action, but the nasty stuff of kicking in doors and shooting kids and
shooting
stuff,
children.
Yeah, we're going to save that for a different unit.
And speaking of shooting children, there is news about the Kill Team. We talked about them. Rolling Stone did an extensive piece about the Kill Team, which is this group of soldiers from, I think it was Afghanistan, that had basically been...
The Kill Team was in Afghanistan.
Yeah, slaughtering people, just... killing people for the fun, I guess, of doing
it. Wow.
Yeah. And so there's some news about them. We'll share that with you here in a little bit at 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for Lenny's Easter Countdown, the part of the radio show where Lenny comes out and counts down. 17 days and then it's Easter. A whole basket of chocolates only has half the calories of 4 half baskets of chocolates. Isn't that awesome?
This has been Letty's Easter Countdown. Tune in tomorrow for another Easter message.
VeggieTales presents 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Get ready to celebrate the season and discover what helping others is really all about.
I've been working on an Easter-themed musical. Up with bunnies.
We need a star.
Cassie Cassava.
She's big time.
It's an all-new Easter adventure full of bunnies, music, and love. Featuring American Idol finalist Melinda Doolittle as Cassie.
Helping one another.
VeggieTales 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Available at Walmart, Family Christian stores, and retailers everywhere. Own it today on DVD.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site there for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site. Quick access to our streams and our podcast. Go to m.freetalklive.com to access those. M as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your prescription medications at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your medications at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. They've got a telephone number there, or you can click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They walk you through every step of the way. They check, you know, they're involved in an organization that checks for counterfeits and other fraudulent types of drugs. You won't get those kind of things. And you'll save big time. As a matter of fact, I did an interview with Dulcy Cushmore from meds.freetalklive.com. And you can go to freetalklive.com and download the podcast at about 11:30 this evening, p.m. Eastern time. And you can hear what she has to say about it. It's about a 15-minute interview. Whether it's Viagra, Cialis, Boniva, Abilify, Lipitor, Nexium, or Zetia, it's meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. More about the Kill Team coming up here in moments. First, we go to your phone calls about what you want. David is in Florida. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Yes, thank you for being on the shortwave. It's been a long time since I've had a chance to call in.
We're on shortwave? How are you listening on shortwave?
Well, I'm not, but I've known about shortwave for many, many years.
So what makes you think we're on shortwave then?
Well, I don't know. You've got to be on shortwave. GCN Network. I know about GCN. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's our syndicate. Some of their programs.
We have been on shortwave. I'm not 100% sure that we're on shortwave now.
I don't believe that we are. I believe that there are some programs on the same network that pay to be on shortwave transmitters. But to my knowledge,
right.
At this time we are not.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I'm just glad you're on the radio and you're getting some truth out. You know,
yes,
that's what I'm concerned about. When you were hitting on the subject about, you know, about the war over in Libya and everything and the soldiers, you know, I'm an ex-Army veteran and, I know what it's like to be a soldier because I've been in those shoes. And, so when you were talking about, you know, the people saying, oh, yeah, I'm for the war and I'm for this and I'm for that. They don't understand what it's like to be in that situation. I think that's what you were saying.
Yep.
And a lot of times that the, for example, when you were talking about the National Guard confiscating firearms of the civilians in Louisiana, I saw that on YouTube, the one where the little old lady had her pistol taken away from her. And
yeah, that's
disarmed
right.
Her.
The California Highway Patrol tackled her.
Right, exactly. You know, this is what's coming. This is what they've got planned for America. And the reason I called in tonight is because with this budget crisis going on, so-called budget crisis, and we know we have a national debt, we know that this country's in deep financial trouble, and not only that, but we're losing our freedoms every day, and we're moving from an open society to a closed society very quickly. You know, so any dictator
Hello?
In power can take a situation, including the war, this situation over in Libya. He could even, Obama could use this budget crisis to declare martial law tonight. You never know what may happen.
That seems pretty unlikely, but then again, it's true.
Yeah, it could be unlikely, that's right. But, I mean, you never know.
And they have put the provisions in place. It's worth mentioning this. We haven't talked about it in a while, but during the Bush administration, they have put the provisions in place that would make it easy for them to announce something like a martial law by repealing quasi comitatus, which is a decades-old, centuries-old, a provision that prevents the U.S. military from being used for domestic policing purposes. That pretty much, as I understand it, has been overridden at this point.
Yeah, well, let's hope so, because, I mean, I saw the...
I don't think you understood. Posse Comitatus has been overridden, which means that
I misunderstood you.
Yeah.
I misunderstood you. I thought you meant that H.R. 955, which Budpash was overridden. I know it hasn't been, because when he passed that's the Patriot Act. Let's not forget the Patriot Act.
Not that any of it would matter anyway. I mean, they do whatever they want, and later on, after the fact, they'll pass laws retroactively to justify it if they feel like they need
to. Right, or they'll just work on the paperwork and make the paperwork fit some sort of criteria that they need to fit.
Exactly, and the one thing that was pointed out to me is I just want to mention this last thing, and this is that Hitler did the same thing, invoked an external or internal crisis to bring about control of Germany. They could do the very same thing.
Thank you for the call tonight, David. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Yeah, what was it, James Madison quote, that war is the health of the state?
No, I think that's Randolph Bourne, isn't it?
Let me take a look here. That was I, I recently it was sent to me as a, somebody told me it was a Madison quote.
Well, I'm sure it's been requoted by a number of folks.
Definitely.
But, you know, by quoting that, are you anti troops?
You're a tourist.
You're right. I mean, I don't think that I am. I mean, I don't feel like I'm
well,
anti-troops.
That's my decision to make, Mark. I'm sorry, but you're a tourist.
It says Randolph Bourne is what it says here.
There you go. So 800-259-9231. You know, since he brought it up, it's worth an update here on what we discussed last night, which is the shutdown, this looming government shutdown, which, of course, isn't actually going to shut down the whole government. It's just going to shut down the portions which the government believes are non-essential, which is a significant amount. So one of the things, the big, big portions of this is that the U.S. military will not be paid during this government shutdown.
That's right.
What would it have been like, JJ, because last night we had, I don't think our last night, let's see, last night was Wednesday, so we actually had a demo in because Wayne was out, so neither of those gents were in the military. What would it have been like if you were over in Iraq or Afghanistan and all of a sudden you and your fellow troops got the news that, hey guys, yeah, just keep working, but you may not get your paychecks for another few weeks.
Well, people, for the most part, would continue to do some work because they're, like I said, being fed. The arms of the state are taking care of them. They're making sure they get the supplies they need in order to continue to survive. But there would definitely be a great deal of unrest and, I don't know, if dissension. It would depend on how long it lasted.
How long would it take? Obviously, it would build over time, right? If it's just a week without a paycheck, that's one thing.
The people who need to send that money back home to their families and loved ones would be the first ones to really start rocking the boat, I think.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think that if you're, you know...
if you're a single guy, it's not really going to mess up your situation.
But there are people, myself included, who only one person in the family works. So maybe they've got, the husband's over in Iraq, the wife's taking care of two young kids, and they're expecting that paycheck on a regular basis.
Yep.
Most people in this country live paycheck to paycheck.
I'll tell you what, we'll get back to this discussion here in a moment, talk about what's going on with this so-called government shutdown here in a bit. But we've actually got a giveaway to do tonight, Mark. What is on the table?
Well, it is the night before Easter. And it's the VeggieTales. It's a VeggieTales DVD and called The Night Before Easter. If you don't know what the VeggieTales is, you do not have a child that's between the ages of 2 and 7. And, they're advertising with the show. They've given us some to give away, and I think that VeggieTales is a great little video.
So is this a DVD?
Yeah, it's a DVD. It'll be sent to you.
And you're going to get it if you call in now. We'll make it the first caller in at 603-435-1105. 603-435-1105.
But if you don't win this one, don't worry. There'll be another giveaway.
Coming up.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call for and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find a lot of the features there are free. You can join us on the phones right now at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website, as I mentioned, with all the features there. Free to you, archives included. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours right there at the top of the page. You get the last week's worth of the show. And then if you click into the archive section, that'll take you back to late 2006. All of it is free over at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I wanted to send a quick shout out to David, who won the VeggieTales video. And if you didn't win, we have another opportunity to win. On Saturday night, after the show's over on Saturday night, I'm going to do another giveaway on our Facebook page.
So online only giveaway.
That's right. So if you go to Facebook.freetalklive.com, you'll have an opportunity to win there. Our podcast listeners often get kind of left out in this these contests. I want them to have some opportunities to do that. So go ahead and go to Facebook.freetalklive.com.
You have to click the like button, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you have to like our page, and then I'll send out you know, some kind of update on Saturday evening, Saturday night in that area, and you'll have a chance to win then.
Very cool. All right, so 800-259-9231 is the phone number here. Of course, we'll continue taking your phone calls, but just a quick update on what's going on with this shutdown that we talked about last night, about how coming up probably tomorrow night at around midnight, the U.S. federal government may be shutting down several of its portions of its bureaucracies, including stopping the pay for the U.S. military, which, as J.J. Pointed out, as a former Army member, could be pretty upsetting over time. If this goes on, and the longest government shutdown we found out last night was 3 weeks long, so the longer this goes on, the more frustrating it's going to become for some of those guys.
That's right, and most of those people are already frustrated to begin with, except, you know, the few that are happy with the killing and raping and pillaging.
Right.
Those real people over there that that have conscience and care about other human beings, they are already in a state of frustration and, I guess, just unhappy with the current state of affairs. So
yeah,
this would definitely push them over the edge.
We should mention you're a veteran, so.
Definitely. Yeah.
So, according to the story here over at
Washington, I say that stuff, I'm an evil American-hating guy.
That's right. You are. Yeah. But
You've served your country.
Right? Why was he stupid enough to sign that piece of paper?
As if somebody who serves, like somebody who's doing a job and is compensated for that job, because I don't think too many of them would sign up if they weren't compensated for the job, is in fact serving anyone. I mean,
they're serving politicians.
Am I serving Free Talk Live by selling ads during the day?
Yeah.
I'm not.
You're serving Free Talk Live's interests.
I'm working.
Hold on a second. But when you work, you're serving your customers. When you work, you're serving.
No, I think service to your country is a different term altogether versus serving your customers.
No, I agree with you. But still, I mean, it's an accurate thing to say that you are serving the interests of Free Talk Live, and it's also accurate to say that you're serving your clients.
But they don't use that terminology when they describe the activity. No one says, "I'm serving Free Talk Live." They say, "I work for it."
Yeah. Oh, I see where you're coming from.
That's all I'm trying to say is that the idea is every time you talk about veterans, they've served. I'm not sure they have served any more than anybody else has served, at least.
Well, right. I didn't ask for their service, right? I didn't ask for their service. I didn't ask for the IRS's service, Internal Revenue service, right? I don't want your service. Please leave me alone. So the story here, according to WashingtonTimes.com, the White House has vowed to veto the short-term spending bill that the House Republicans voted on this afternoon that would provide a budgetary safety net while the parties work on a long-term deal. Hours later, the House passed the safety net bill anyway on a mostly party-line vote. Without a short-term extension, lawmakers face two options, either reach a deal on a broad bill to fund the government for the rest of this year or else have the government shut down as of midnight on Friday.
Yeah, I watched a Russia Today report on this. I like to watch Russia Today simply because they basically hate America.
So, you mean the government?
Yeah, they hate, obviously, the American government, yes. They like the American money, definitely, and the American viewer.
And it's a way to get other views on an opinion. I find some things I watch on Russia Today to not be very forthright and correct, but... Some of the things, I think they're reporting stuff that you just don't get to see elsewhere.
I mean, it's called Russia Today, so it's clearly a very nationalistic-looking
What you're getting.
Exactly.
Actually, I'd have to disagree with you. It's called RT, so they're trying to, at least to a small extent, obscure what you're getting.
Yeah. We all know KFC is Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Exactly.
Maybe the kids don't. Maybe like the new generation has no Generation Y or whatever they're called. Maybe they don't know what KFC stands for, but...
Regardless, I switch between them and Al Jazeera for a lot of my outside the geographic region known as United States news.
BBC's
anyway.
Not terrible, and there's Deutsche Welle also.
Well, right. But anyway, they had this this thing, man on the street thing about the shutdown, and they asked people, I'm thinking it was Washington, D.C., and they asked people what to think. And, of course, you ask people in Washington, D.C., where the hub of this massive machine is located. Of course, they're going to care about that government.
Where every other guy on the street is a government worker.
Right. And the sort of response was the same for pretty much everyone they interviewed was, well, we can't let that happen. We got to do something. We got to keep that government rolling. We need this. It's a time of crisis.
Yeah. Right. Sure, it's a time of crisis. It's, their job could, their paycheck could very well be stopped.
That's right. Hey, I'm a staffer for this guy. I need that money.
Yeah, no doubt.
Of course, they didn't say that. But anyway, that whole idea
would be a crisis for me, too, if suddenly, whoa, I'm not getting my paycheck? That's going to be a problem.
Well, especially if you're living paycheck to paycheck,
yeah,
Americans do.
But I'm not too far from paycheck to paycheck. I mean,
that's the measure of how wealthy you are, right, is how long you can go without, or one measure, at least, of how wealthy you are, is how long you can go without getting a paycheck.
It is a measure of wealth, but let's not forget that when you're buying and selling commodities or stocks or bonds or all these things, there's a cost of doing business. So if I want to, say, sell some of my silver in order to give myself some spending money or to, sell off some of my stocks or something like that, well, then I have to pay to do that. I'd prefer to hold on to them and let them increase in value.
So anyway, just kind of the short version of this is, because there's just a bunch of other political news in this article, is that they're they want to, you know, the Republicans want to continue funding the military, obviously. And so they've come up with this proposal, but it's still something in there is not acceptable to the Democrats. And so the White House has vowed to veto this proposal.
The Democrats know that the Republicans want to keep funding the military, but they don't really care about funding anything else. Yep. So they want to keep the carrot in front of the Republicans, which is the military. Whereas the, you know, if they don't, then the carrot's removed.
Well, I think that the Republicans really don't care if this passes because it's on Obama. It's going to look bad on his administration.
These are political games. There's no doubt about
Certainly.
It.
Certainly.
So we'll see what happens. Again, tomorrow night's the supposed deadline, and I guess we'll have news about it, further news about it tomorrow night, possibly, certainly, definitely on Saturday night, and we'll keep you in the loop here. Let's continue, though, with your calls. Dave is listening in Alaska. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Good evening there, Ian. Nice to hear you on the air. I actually listen over the Android phone most of the time, but it works great. Hey, I wanted to share a success and a failure with you.
Okay.
Last government shutdown in 1995, my son was 13, my oldest daughter was 9, and as I was driving them to school and so forth, every now and then during the period of the shutdown, I would stop and ask him, how are you doing? I just ask him, you know, are you well fed? Are you able to stay warm? Because it was November, I think, in Alaska. And, you know, every time, invariably, the answer was, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. And then I would ask him more specifically about things. Are there any plagues happening? Are there riots? Are there planes falling from the sky? I'd get very, I'd ask him all kinds of wild questions. Of course, after a while, they knew where I was going. And then they would say, yes, I feel fine, and the government is shut down. So it's a great opportunity for parents or anyone that counsels young people or maybe anyone else just to stop during the midst of a shutdown and just take a little survey of how you're doing.
Yeah, take note.
Everybody was
look
doing
around.
Great.
Take note. Look around you. See if anything has changed about how things
Surprise,
are going.
Surprise, we really don't need these people.
Yep. Wow.
You know, and here's one thing. I live right next to a wonderful place called Hatcher Pass. And if the government does shut down, I will be up there in the pass enjoying it without the brown shirts because I used to do so all the time.
I don't understand what you're referring to.
What are the brown shirts and what are they doing in Hatcher Pass?
Well, they work for the National Park Service.
Hang on, we'll bring it back here in a moment. You can explain the brown shirts comment if you'll stick with us. More with Dave, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live. Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dialing toll free to control the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you this evening is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. You'll find that the features there are free. Now, if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You can join the Free Talk Live AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. And then there's also our promote page on the website at promote.freetalklive.com. All kinds of different ways to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. But, Mark, you suggested a good one earlier, and that was to go to our Facebook page. You, in fact, informed me during the break that apparently we have now eclipsed 5,000 so-called likes on Facebook, which is that's a pretty good number.
Yeah, 5,000 is a nice number.
So thank you to everybody who has taken the time to go to facebook.freetalklive.com and like Free Talk Live. It's a great way to get information about what's going on with the show and also just, you know, kind of helps us out at the same time.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event is what you want to make of it. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate, but the boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a whole bunch more to do. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. We've secured some more rooms, but I can't promise you anything after April the 17th as far as price goes. And the ship is at, you know, yellow light, which means that the rooms are getting close to being sold out. So if you want to go, you ought to go to cruise.freetalklive.com now. It's $600, doubled occupancy, but you don't need to pay that all up front. You can put, you know, $200 down now and then pay it all off by August, and you'll be in good shape. Cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, so let's go back to Dave listening in Alaska. Dave, you were telling us about how you were bringing up your kids in the 1990s, and when the government shut down then, you would ask them provocative questions about how they were doing and if everything was okay in the world, and they would make the point that, yes, everything seems fine, even without the government around. And I got you. I followed you on that. And then you made a comment about brown shirts. Can you recap that for me? Because I don't think I quite followed it.
Ian, I think it's important for anyone that really values liberty to think of something you can do that's exceedingly positive while the government is shut down. In my own case, I'm quite used to going up since the 1960s, going up into an area of Alaska called Hatcher Pass, an old gold mining area. Most of the gold lines are shut down, but It was a wonderful wilderness area up in the high mountains, and I used to go up there repeatedly every summer and go sort of a day camping, but overnight a lot of times with my children. We'd hike up to some real high mountain tarn and be completely isolated in the world and have a little evening up there and get to watch the stars, and we get to watch the morning sunrise, and we'd come home. So it's a great place close to my house here that, unfortunately, that was all turned over to the National Park Service quite a few years back now. The very first thing they did was start sticking signs up saying no overnight camping.
Oh.
So, you know, and we wouldn't even be there all night sometimes, but now this was bad. And then they started running around, you had to pay a fee to park. And there's, you know, there's a massive, this is all developed by gold mining guys searching for gold. There's parking spots all over. It's, and the roads are all old roads up in the mountains. Now the Park Service, now that they own it all, now they charge for parking. They have rules and restrictions. You know, you can't have an unleashed dog or something. And, you know, I have an extremely well-behaved little Springer Spaniel, and he hikes up on the mountains with me, and he causes no trouble for anyone. Unfortunately, he's now evil.
Right.
So one of the things I'm going to do the day after they shut down, it's kind of an avalanche year, time of year right now, so I have to be careful. But I do want to go up into Hatcher Pass, park for free, let my dog out for free for running around, and camp for free. And I'll be able to do that celebrating freedom without government National Park Service employees to harass me. Anyways,
I see. So those were the brown shirts you were referencing.
They do wear brown.
Oh, yeah, they wear brown. So I know that you can even spell national with a Z instead of a T if you really want to be cruel. what I was going to ask you guys about before I got sidetracked,
sure,
since you did have the military theme tonight a little bit, I think that I miscounseled my son in that I told him he probably ought to register with the Selective Service System.
Ooh.
And, of course, they run ads on the mainstream radio.
Yeah, they do.
It's constantly suggesting you should do so. All kinds of very slick ads, and they have a massive advertising campaign for some reason.
They do.
And
yeah.
I don't understand the point of it, and I don't understand. I think I may have made a mistake there. So I was going to ask you that and let you guys chit-chat about it.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate
you
bringing that up. Yeah, isn't it weird that the Selective Service System for the last pretty much the whole time we've been on the air that I can recall has been running, as he pointed out, very slick advertisements, essentially admonishing young men and encouraging them to go and register for the Selective Service.
It's your duty. It's the right thing to do.
Yep.
And it's the law.
Yep,
exactly. Well, it's a joke, because that's the part of the consensual accepting your ability to draft me sort of situation.
That's all that it is.
Right.
That's what the Selective Service System is for. I mean, for those young people that maybe are not yet aware of this, when a young male in this country turns 17, and presuming the government knows he exists, if your parents never got you a Social Security number, then you'll probably never get this. But if you are in the system, at some point they will give you a card. They will send it in the mail to you, and they will threaten you at age 17 with years in jail, hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines, and they'll also let you know that you'll never get a student loan from the government, and you'll never have a chance to work for the government either if you don't do this Selective Service System. If you don't fill out this, essentially this card that will then qualify you to be drafted at that point.
That's I think that's the whole accepting into the state, the whole hegemony of the state, where you get you fill out your Selective Service card, and now you're open to, like you said, the possibility of government loans, government jobs, and you're like in the party now.
You know, when you look at how these the Selective Service thing. You know, it's I guess it's the first step and everything, but most guys, you know, none of us have seen the draft. I mean, they're so, you'd have to be rather old to have mm-hmm. to experience, not rather old, but I mean, you're getting
50s.
There. You're older than we are in this room. And, you know, so many young guys, they don't know anything about the draft, and so they're just going to fill out the piece of paper.
That's true. And did he make a mistake by suggesting that his son do that?
Well, I think anything, maybe just leave it up to his son to decide.
Right. I think that's what you. That's
I think
you
inform him and just inform him. Don't suggest either way. It's like the idea of not putting your convictions or your conclusions onto your child. The
right. Giving them information.
Giving them information, but not telling them this is the answer to the equation. Here's the equation, and here's how to solve it. Do it yourself.
I would like to know how many people have actually been prosecuted for not filling out one of those draft or those selective service
cards. I wouldn't even be concerned with the prosecution. I'd be concerned with the other things they threaten, like not getting your driver's license until you're 18, not being able to work for the government at any point. I mean, there are, you know, there's careers out there that some people want that are basically government oriented. Does it trickle down? Is it just the federal government that you wouldn't be able to work for, or does it trickle down to the state and local governments?
I don't know.
How many people have
try to be a private firefighter? You know?
Yeah. Well, they do exist. But how many people have actually males, because they only go after males at this point with the selective service system. So how many males have actually not filled out that card? And what were the consequences? I mean, what really came of it? I honestly don't know. It would seem pretty unlikely that they're going to go after a 17-year-old boy or an 18-year-old young male and essentially say that, because 17-year-olds aren't boys, I apologize, but a young male and threaten him with court action over not filling out this card. I mean, they don't even know if you received it, right? They have no way to prove that you actually had even received the threat in the first place.
Right. I think that's the problem with any bureaucracy is making sure all these little loose ends are taken care of and seeing that everybody does the dotting of the T's and the crossing of the I's. Yes, that's right. It's backwards because it's a bureaucracy.
It's a big bluff,
I don't know how they even would know necessarily. I mean, right. I tend to not believe the government is a big computer in the sky that knows what one hand knows what the other is doing. I really do wonder if you don't fill out the selective service form, if they'll ever know.
It's a good question. That's why I feel like it's got to. I think it's probably
under
a big bluff.
Any circumstance.
I think it's probably a big bluff, and interesting to see what happens to folks who actually called them on it. Because I didn't. I was too scared as a teenager.
I think I didn't fill mine out because I had joined the Army before I actually needed to do it.
Oh, I see. Well, then it wouldn't matter for
you. Right. It wouldn't matter for me because I'd already signed the other paper.
Right.
So I know that I filled mine out.
I know that I did, too, because I remember reading it and being very scared about possibly being fined $500,000.
I didn't even think about it. To me, you did, you know, I mean, you know, you're told to do things by your superiors, and you do them.
1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. Thankfully, I didn't have that attitude growing up, Mark. I did not care what people told me to do. Never liked authority from day one. But I also did consider joining the military at one point, but I think by the time I got the draft card, I would move beyond that. Everybody, thanks.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.